This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. This is where we talk about how you save money on your real estate. And everybody I know wants to do that, because what you do with that money that you save is you capitalize it. It's a direct drop to the bottom line for profit and a direct arrow going up on your price. Corey Vanderpool's on a plane, so we've got a pinch hitter. Who do we got, Oscar? All right. Well, I love your high vibe there.
This is Craig Opalich.
Hey, Craig. How are you, man?
I'm doing very well, and it's a pleasure to be on with you.
Oh, it's my pleasure as well. And I guess you're up in Ohio?
Yeah, lovely Ohio, and you know, overcast skies and snow on the ground. So we're, you know, very jealous of you folks down there.
85 and sunny. 85 and sunny. But hey, you know, that's why people have environmental management in their buildings. And when it's cold up there and hot inside the building, they need people like you. Because everybody walks out and they leave the heat on. And I'm paying for it as the landlord. You guys can help me, can't you?
Absolutely true.
What do you do to help me if I got, you know, I'll make it up. I've got, it's not really making it up. I've got a big student housing project I'm building. I'm going to have a lot of common areas that I, as the landlord, am going to have to pay for, and a lot of electric that's going to be running into the rooms that the kids are living in. How do I not get taken to the house by the people spending my energy money?
Well, that's a great question, because, you know, typically students I think the culture's changing in the U.S., and I think students are getting more aware of certainly the environment and the efficiency, but it's not where, obviously, where we want to be. We're not Europe yet. And since the students aren't directly paying for the utilities, in a dorm room setting, they're probably not as diligent as they should be in turning lights on and off and setting back the HVAC system or the thermostat when they leave. So we simply automate that. So when the student is in the room, they certainly have the ability to use their lighting and their HVAC system can run. But what we do in a dorm room setting is basically control everything in a passive way. So when the student leaves the room, we're going to set back we're going to turn the lights off. We're going to set back the HVAC. If they happen to have the window open and the air conditioning is running, then we're going to go to a very hard setback or even turn the system off. So we're not, you know, sending out air conditioning out the window and the money that goes right along with it. So we're actually controlling and monitoring those spaces in order to make them absolutely as efficient as possible.
Now, my partners and I own 20-something select service hotels across the eastern United States and Canada. I had Don Weidenfeld meet with one of our investment partners, one of the guys that runs a lot of our deals, when Don was at an event last week. The guy has been not wanting to talk to Don as a cold call because he's just not interested in a salesman. He met the guy in person. His eyes lit up, and he turned to me and he goes, Jim, this guy throws money directly to my bottom line, 25% more. I mean, he goes, Jim, that gives me millions of dollars in value across our portfolio. I go, that's why I wanted you to talk to him.
Yeah, absolutely. That's another great fit. And you know, because the paybacks are so short, I mean, the people who own hotels are making business decisions, and how they and you mentioned it earlier in your preamble, basically, is that, you know, they're looking for a bottom line. They're looking for payback. And if we can make their space more efficient and we can reduce their energy usage, it is dropping to the bottom line. And typically, even when you go to sell a property, those are sell at maybe 10 times earnings. If I can make your property 30% more efficient, we're going to drive value ultimately to the selling price of the property if you ever chose to sell it. So you are becoming, you know, cash flow positive with a very short payback, but you're also driving value to the property.
Now, a lot of people are sensitive in today's world. I live in Miami. You know, it's a very international place. Lots of people come and go from all over the world. But what we're seeing here as a trend in the United States in general, and specifically in manufacturing, is a trend back to America. You saw that Walmart's out with they're going to do $250 billion of investment in the United States. So people are getting the message that it's good for business to buy American. I think that might say something about your products.
It really does, Jim, and it's been a core value since the very beginning at Magnum Energy Solutions. We absolutely make all our products in the U.S., and that includes even our printed circuit boards that go on our devices. So we've made a commitment to our region in terms of manufacturing, which has been hit hard in the manufacturing sector. I mean, we were very reliant on the steel business. We were very reliant on automotive, and a lot of those jobs have gone away. So we're from Northeast Ohio. It's a big hardware store in terms of capacity and skilled labor. And from the very beginning, we wanted to manufacture our products here. And I would say in our business, that is extremely rare. I can't think of one of our competitors, in fact, that is manufacturing their products in the U.S.
So we also
think from a quality standpoint and being able to control delivery and controlling the manufacturing processes, if we're closer to those, we really feel like we can control them and get ultimately the best product to our customer.
Well, and time to market and response to market all comes into play there. And I must say one other thing that comes into play there. We've talked about the greening of America, but what you're also doing is helping to help America regain its greatness and for us to retain these manufacturing jobs up in the upper Midwest, which is a very important thing to our entire society and way of life. So I want to give you guys a high five to that as well. Now, let's say somebody's building a really big project. Do you guys have the capacity to deliver a lot of units to a place and get them installed rapidly?
Of course we do. And it speaks to really our region in this hardware, what I call probably one of the largest hardware stores in the world. There's still tremendous capacity. And because we do all of our designs, we own that intellectual property. We own the mold. So we have the ability to ramp up even on new products where we may not be sure exactly what the market's going to demand. With our manufacturers, our local manufacturers, we never want to say there's infinite capacity, but there's certainly great capacity. And again, that's part of that whole strategy of not being overseas, where we can get it manufactured into our customer in a really short cycle time.
We've only really got a couple of seconds left, and I wanted to get one other thing in, and that's that people can get really good financing if they do this too, can't they?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to finance these projects, absolutely. We personally have a leasing program, which is very simple. And there's also a lot of incentives out in the marketplace. Many, many utilities are offering tremendous rebates, and it's not just for, in-room controls. It could be for lighting controls, HVAC controls. So there's a lot of different ways of really minimizing the bottom line cost, and obviously shortening the cycle of the payback. So absolutely, I mean, there's a lot of ways to do it, and there's absolutely ways of taking advantage of getting incentives from the utilities to really offset the total cost of the project.
Now, there's just a couple things I want to say left. Now, Oscar, I saw you doing the pest control dance in the other room. These guys also have exterminating products. We'll have to get them to talk about that one time, maybe get a free trial for you in the control room there. But how do people get in touch with you guys at Magnum if they want to buy your products?
They can certainly get on the website, which is www.magnumenergysolutions.com. Or they can give us a call at area code 330-656-9365.
Well, this is absolutely awesome. This was great. I can't thank you enough, Craig, for calling in today and being on our show and pinch hitting for Corey, who will be back in 2 weeks.
Absolutely, and we really appreciate the time, Jim.
It's our pleasure. You guys are great sponsors. You do great things.